Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. Today is October the 1st. It's a brand new month. My name is Gary Zimak and it's so good to have you here today. We're going to look at today. I think this is appropriate since tomorrow my new book finally comes out. It seems like it's been coming out forever, but the official release date is October the 2nd. Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit is officially released tomorrow. So I thought, you know, let's talk about this a little because this book is a Holy Spirit book. I wanted to write a book about the fruits of the Holy Spirit and how they can help us. And I'm going to be totally honest with you about something. When I first had what I would call my conversion, when I got to encounter Jesus, know that he's real, and really surrender my life to him, you know, it sounds like a pivotal moment, and it was, but it was a series of surrendering. It wasn't all one big surrender. I surrendered to him, yeah, but not all the way. And gradually, I continue to surrender to him and let him work in my life. But it's really a gradual process. But the point being is that once I did it, and once I really got to know Jesus and have a relationship with him, and really fall in love with him, it started me down a road where I was a little mistaken, because what I tried to do was follow him and become a good person on my own. You know, he was helping me, but he never intended me to do this on my own. And it was really hard. And I didn't know why it was so hard. And I struggled until I realized that we are given the Holy Spirit to help us, to work in us, to help us to follow Jesus and to become holy through the Holy Spirit's assistance. You know, we were never expected to do this on our own. So all of the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits that I was trying to get on my own, you know, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all of those fruits, they come from the Spirit working in us. So today, as the book comes out, I think we need to talk about this, because look, if you're listening to this show, you're probably looking for some peace in your life. You are probably looking for the help of the Lord to deal with some of the problems that you're facing. Well, he gives us the Holy Spirit to make that process a lot easier. But too often as Christians, what we try to do is fight our way, just to grit our teeth and say, we're just going to, through willpower alone, we're going to have all these fruits begin to flow through our lives. But that generally won't happen without you cooperating with the Holy Spirit. So we got to get the Holy Spirit moving. And I thought we should focus on that, especially with the book coming out. So today, I want to base it on this verse, and these are the words from Jesus in the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And the Lord said this, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." He's telling his disciples this, you will receive power. Now, the problem for most of us, and I bring this up in the book, is that even though we've received the Holy Spirit, now as Catholics we believe we receive the Holy Spirit the first time when we're baptized, and then the Holy Spirit is strengthened when we are confirmed. But the vast majority of Catholics who I know will agree that they're not feeling this power. They might feel something from the Holy Spirit, but we're talking about power. We are talking about the power as can be seen in the Acts of the Apostles, as can be seen in the early church. And I don't know about you, but I want that power to be active in my life. And that power is available to all of us. So let's talk about that on the show today. And then we'll start looking at each of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I named them earlier. There's 9 of them. And we'll spend a little time talking about them. And the reason I did it this way, the reason I wrote a book about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is because I wanted anybody reading the book to see the end result of what happens when you let the Holy Spirit work in your life. And you know, it sounds simple. Yes, let the Holy Spirit work. Everything's going to be fine. It's not quite that simple. There's a little bit more to it than that because it involves cooperation. It's a joint effort between you and me and the Holy Spirit. We have to let the Holy Spirit work, and then we have to make sure we don't get in the way of the Spirit. And that's easier said than done. So let's talk about that on the program today. And again, remember, the book is officially out on October the 2nd. You can get it from Amazon.com. You can get it from Ave Maria Press. You can get it from any bookseller that I think Barnes & Noble sells it. Wherever you can get it. Maybe your local Catholic bookstore might have the book. But I really think it'll benefit you. I really do. So we'll talk about this more over the next several days. And also, I will be writing about some of these fruits in my daily email devotional as well. So you'll get I'll double team you here if I could, just to really really help to drive this point home, because it's an important point that we really don't want to lose sight of. Okay, let me see if there's anything. Oh yeah, one more thing. I was asked to be on Relevant Radio's morning air tomorrow, October the 2nd at 8 a.m. I'm a regular guest on morning air, but this is an extra. They've been having me come on more and more to fill in for other guests. So tomorrow I'm going to talk about anger, and it's going to be based on the book. Of course, the book is called Let Go of Anger and Stress. Is there ever a reason why we shouldn't want to let go of anger? And is anger always a sin? Because there's a lot of anger out in the world today. What happens if I let it go? Am I shirking my responsibility? Am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Should I be getting angry about what's going on in the world? And just to give you a little preview, the answer is yes, there is such a thing as a righteous anger. We saw Jesus exhibit righteous anger. But in his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul in Ephesians 4:26 said, be angry, but do not sin. So we don't want to hold on to that anger or let that anger end up boiling over into hatred. And that can happen. It could very easily happen. So Relevant Radio tomorrow morning, Friday, October the 2nd, the morning air show, 8 a.m. Eastern time. Yours truly is going to be talking about Let Go of Anger and Stress. Kind of cool since the book does come out tomorrow. All right. Let's pray, and then we will get on with this discussion about power, the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another opportunity to speak to you in prayer. Thank you for always being here for us. Father, we acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge your authority over the entire universe. You created the universe. You set it in motion. And you continue to sustain the universe and everything in it. Therefore, when we turn to you in prayer, we can do so with confidence, knowing that you can handle whatever it is that we present to you. Father, we thank you for getting us to this point in time. Obviously, you're taking care of us because we are still alive. We are grateful for that. We're grateful for your provision. We ask you to continue to do so, to continue to take care of our needs, both spiritual and material, for the remainder of our lives. And let us know what role we play, because we know we have to do something. You provide for the birds, but the birds have to go look for the food. So help us to know what we should do and when we should wait on you, Father. We lift up the needs of our family, our friends, anyone who is asked for our prayers. Father, I ask for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit today. Give us the power. Give us the power, and please give me, through your Spirit, the words to use on this show today. Give me the message that you want me to deliver, and open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to this message and willing to act on it. Father God, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you again for praying with me. Thank you for listening to the program today. Thanks for all of your support. It's really good to be with you. Today was kind of a weird day. I had a little trouble sleeping last night. I was struggling a little bit. You ever have a day like that where you just can't, you're not firing on all cylinders? You know, you're just not quite all there, but it's okay. I'm becoming alive when I get to chat with you, because it's one of the things I like about this show. It really, really brings me to life, and I'm glad you're here. But you know, it's okay to have those days. That's why I like to be honest with you. It's okay to have those days. We all have them. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. I mean, if you're not getting too much sleep on purpose, that's a possibility. But sometimes we just have these days. So we're going to make the best of it. And we are going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. By the way, if you're new to the program, I'm Gary Zimak. The name of this show is Following the Truth. We do this every Monday through Friday. The podcast is available for download and free of charge. So I hope if you're a new listener, welcome, and I hope you become a regular listener to the show. You can also catch my weekly program. It's called The Gary Zimak Show. That is available for download every Friday. For more information about both of these shows, both of these podcasts, just go to my website, followingthetruth.com. You can also go there if you're looking for a link to order the book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. But today, I want to get started with this look at the Holy Spirit. So the book is Let Go of Anger and Stress, right? Be transformed by the fruits of the Spirit. When we look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, they're very attractive. So if the Holy Spirit, well, let me just do this first. Let me go through this verse again. It's Acts, obviously I'm not, see, I'm letting the Spirit guide me here because I haven't really scripted this. Generally, I have an idea where I want to start, and then I let the Spirit go run with it. The Bible verse is that I want to talk about is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said to his followers, prior to them receiving the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, so they had not yet received the Holy Spirit, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, this power, I talk about this in the book, the New Testament was written in Greek, so the Greek word used by Luke, St. Luke, the author of the Acts of the Apostles, was dunamis. And dunamis is the English root, or the root, I should say, for the English word dynamite. So this is an explosive power that Jesus was talking about. And where it's used elsewhere in the New Testament, you see this same kind of dynamic power. Unlike the power that we just use over and over to mean many different things. That was a powerful movie, or taking a power nap, or in baseball, somebody's a power hitter. The name can mean a lot of different things, but Luke had a specific meaning when he talked about Jesus promising power. So we have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, if you've been baptized, you have the Spirit. If you've been confirmed, the Spirit gets strengthened and is ready to work in your life. How do you know if the Spirit's working? Well, you examine the fruits. And these fruits, these nine fruits, which really are the basic message for this book, can be found in St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, if you're like me, there's a couple of them that really get your attention. The joy and the peace and the patience. I mean, I need work there. And it's a pretty attractive list. And when you look at these fruits, the best example of a life that displays all of these fruits is the life of Jesus. And you might say, well, that's good. That's him. I'm not him, so I'm never going to look like him. Well, here's how this works. The job of the Holy Spirit is to transform you and me into Jesus so that we do display these fruits and display them so that others can see them. That's really the point. This is not just for our benefit. I like to be filled with joy and peace. That's a good thing, and patience. It's going to help me. But the main purpose is that these fruits are given to me so that they can overflow, come through me, and affect others and touch the lives of others. So when I'm bearing the fruit or showing the fruit of love in my life, the Holy Spirit's fruit of love, that's going to impact other people. And I get to be Jesus, or I get to act like Jesus. Now, obviously, none of us are there, nor will we ever be there, but we want to get as close to that point. We want to be as much like Jesus as possible while we're here on earth. And that's a joint effort between the Holy Spirit and us. And that's the thing. You might wonder, why is the power not showing in my life? Or why am I not filled with peace? Why am I not a patient person? Why am I not faithful? Why do I keep saying I'm going to do something and then 2 days later I give it up? Why don't I love the way I should? Well, the first thing we have to remember is the Holy Spirit will not force his way into our life. So when we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time, we get the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So this is what comes along with the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, as seeds, as if you want to say, in a seed form. So that they're small, and they would have to grow, or they're expected to grow. And they grow through grace received from the sacraments, through prayer, and from telling the Holy Spirit, please work in my life, and then cooperating with the Holy Spirit. So for instance, if I want to love like Jesus does, and it's not, and this is what I say in the book, this is not a feeling we're talking about here. Love's not a feeling. Love is a conscious decision. And sometimes feelings are associated with love, but they don't have to be, because Jesus told us to love our enemies. Well, he didn't say we have to like them. He just didn't have to say we want to give them a big old kiss. He said we have to love them. So when I pray, come Holy Spirit, and you know, you can get specific. Holy Spirit, I don't love people the way I should. You know, you may have watched that debate the other night. You may be looking at politicians on the news, especially when they go against what we as Christians believe, such as the sanctity of life. You know, and they advocate killing the unborn in the womb. I mean, you get angry, and it's really hard to love these people. Well, how can I love them, if I don't know them? Well, I can pray for them. I can refrain from launching personal attacks on social media. And a lot of that goes on. How do I do this, though? Because I don't like these people, right? And that's the question. Well, I can ask the Holy Spirit, please, Holy Spirit, help me love this person more, or increase the fruit of love in my life. Let me love like Jesus loved. Or we can just generally say, Holy Spirit, come work in my life. You know, you can mention the fruits. It's a good idea, because then you're kind of aware of what you might be lacking. But the first step is to ask the Holy Spirit. Because look, we're going to be judged one day. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We've talked about this on the program before. I give you the good news on this show, and the good news is you have been chosen to live. You're a child of God. You have been chosen to live with God forever in heaven once your earthly life is over. That's good news. We just have to make sure we don't mess things up here below, because life can be challenging. And you know, Jesus has redeemed us. Yes, we have a mansion reserved, or a room reserved in the Father's house. We have our place in heaven reserved for us. We have it. Jesus won that victory for us. But as Catholics, we believe that our salvation, our redemption is guaranteed, but our salvation requires us to cooperate with the grace that we receive and avoid messing it up. So as a result, I got off on a tangent there, and I lost track. I know I was talking about love. As a result, we will be judged one day based on how we lived our lives. So we have some responsibility, and we will be judged. Did you love, you know, and the Lord's going to say, did you love these people? I mean, he knows the answer, but we're going to have to explain why we didn't love certain people. Again, we didn't have to like them. But there are things we can do to love them. We can pray for them. You know, sometimes we are so annoyed at people, we can't even pray. We won't even let ourselves pray for them. So with that in mind, we are accountable. We have some responsibility for this. Now, we can mess up. We can try our best and fail and ask for forgiveness. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to be at my judgment with my eternal life in heaven, on the line, and have to explain to God why I didn't even ask for help. It's one thing to fail, provided I asked for the help of the Holy Spirit. Help me to love this person more, right? But it's a whole nother thing when I get up there and I can't even say that, I couldn't do it on my own, but I didn't even ask for help. So we always want to make sure that, especially when it comes to love, because love is critical. We look at what Jesus did. Again, we're supposed to be him. Look what he did on the cross. That was out of love. So we ask the Holy Spirit, help me to love more. And then it's a joint effort. Then we can assume the Holy Spirit will give us the grace, because that's a prayer the Holy Spirit will answer. If you ask the Holy Spirit to help you bear good fruit, Holy Spirit's not going to say no. But what could happen is I can, through my pride, through my stubbornness, say, I am not going to love that person. But the Holy Spirit makes it easier to love, but the Holy Spirit won't force you to love somebody, to pray for somebody, to say a kind word to somebody you don't like, to like a Facebook post from somebody who really gets under your skin, somebody who's always bragging. Oh, I don't want to like that vacation post. Maybe it's okay to do it sometimes, right? Because that's a way to show love. So the Holy Spirit can help us to exhibit greater love, joy, and peace. And you know, like, peace is a great example of a fruit that can benefit us. We all want to be peaceful. But that peace can flow through us and should flow through us and affect others as well. So the main purpose that the fruit of the Holy Spirit exists is not to make us feel good. The main purpose is so that we can share that peace, bring that peace into the world, and literally change the world. And we don't often think about that. It's very easy, and I'm guilty of this, so I got a lot of work to do as well. It's very easy to complain about the division and the hatred in the world and not do anything about it. We can make a difference. There's an old song that says we can make a difference, go make a difference. We don't want to downplay our role in being a peacemaker. I'm just one person. Well, that's okay. As Mother Teresa has said, be the one. You be the person. Don't complain about everybody else. Go out there and make a difference in the world. And my being peaceful can change the world. It's the best I can do, because I can't change other people's behavior. So you and me, we have the power to be more loving, to be more joyful, to be more peaceful, to be more patient, to be more kind, to be more good, to be faithful, to be gentle, and to have self-control, to not go for that instant gratification, even though it's sinful. To not make that post on social media that you really want to make because you really want to lay into somebody. Self-control. And these are fruits of the Spirit. So the more the Spirit works in our lives, and again, it's a matter of asking the Spirit, saying, Spirit, you have permission. Come, Holy Spirit, however you want to say it. And then us cooperating with the grace that the Spirit gives us. Because ultimately, I can choose not to love. I can choose not to be joyful. I can choose to not be peaceful. I can choose to not be patient. There's always some work on our part. Any growth in virtue requires me to do something. The Holy Spirit does the bulk of the work, but I still have to do something. But when I start doing that, and I start showing this fruit, that changes the world. Because all of a sudden, then I am Jesus out in the world. And again, we're going to be, the Holy Spirit's going to be working on each of us for the remainder of our lives to transform us into Jesus. The work of the Spirit's never done. So you never will get to a point where you could just relax and say, all right, that's it. I'm good enough. I am Jesus. Because we're never going to be there. But we want to get as close to him as possible with the help of the Holy Spirit. And it is absolutely doable. That power is available to you. It's available to me. So today, I would invite you to start praying that prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Pray it often. Maybe you have a difficult meeting at work. Maybe you have a stressful situation at home. Maybe you're going to get together with a family member that you know is going to be problematic. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me the words. And then you will gradually, and I emphasize that word gradually, you will gradually see a difference in your life. It may happen overnight. It may be radical. But more often than not, it's a gradual change. I see it in myself, but I'm making very small progress over several years. And part of that could have to do with me fighting the Holy Spirit because of my pride, because of my laziness, and any number of reasons. But I want to give you hope. Those fruits are available and accessible for you. You can bear those fruits, and you will, provided you start asking the Holy Spirit to help you and then cooperate with the grace. Okay? Sound good? As usual, Gary@followingthetruth.com is where to email me. Now, I've got a couple of days without additional donations, and I'm looking toward the end of the year. This is getting really, really tricky for me. So if you are able to donate to my ministry, or better yet, to become a monthly sponsor, I would really benefit from that. Don't do it if you can't, but if you can, please go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you will be directed to PayPal, where you can donate securely, either to become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. So I thank you in advance for helping me out there. God bless you. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow on the program. I hope you'll be able to join me as well. Remember, come Holy Spirit. See you next time.